The swaying shades of acacia. CKUT 90.3 FM, you're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here in Montreal at 4:13 a.m. My name is Zach. I'm not here with a lot of people today, given some unfortunate circumstances. Our roommate Chris has moved home to Chicago. He was a centerpiece in this show, and now he is gone, and now it is incomplete. But it's okay, because now we have Reed, who's a guest on today's show. Hi, Reed. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's pretty late right now. A bit tired.
It's not late. We're pre-recording it. It's 12:18 in the morning in our time. But for these fine people listening to us over here on the radio, it's actually 4:14 in the morning.
Maybe that's late for me.
You should speak closer to the microphone, Reed.
Sorry.
It's okay. You're an amateur.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. And who do I got next to Reed?
Another weary traveler.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
That's all you need to know.
For now.
For now. All right. Well, then we'll leave our listeners hanging on the weary traveler. Those who listen to us every 2 weeks or every week. We've been doing it on and off these days, sometimes every week, sometimes every 2 weeks. Regardless, you get the point. Those who listen to us often, you know who this weary traveler is. Those who don't, stay tuned in to find out. That's all I really got to say right now. We're pretty tired. It's been a long, sweaty day, sticky out here in Montreal. So we're just going to listen to some cool music and enjoy the sounds of the sound waves. That's all I gotta say right now. So thanks for tuning in. It's 4:15 in the morning. I'll talk to y'all soon.
The following song is dedicated to the city and people of San Francisco, who may not know it, but they are beautiful, and so is their city. This is a very personal song, so if you cannot understand it, particularly my friends in Budapest, save up all your bread and fly Translav Airways to San Francisco, USA. Then maybe you'll understand the song. It will be worth it, if not for the sake of this song, but for the sake of your own peace of mind. So, I'll meet you in San Francisco, or for those of you in Budapest, San Francisco-ban találkozunk.
Strobe light beam creates dreams, walls move, minds do too.
angels sing. Leather wings, chains of blue, Harley Davidson's too, on a warm San Franciscan night. Old angel, young angel, feel alright on a warm San Franciscan night. I wasn't born there, perhaps I'll die there. There's no place left to go. San Francisco.
To plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew. Eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Of the city where things are known to go down, spit around with my lyrics, I'm hearing it from the ground. Let me pound, Barney Yatters with the east side beat. From this gate is the ends and it's inside me. Street by street, let the bars invigorate your flow. When I'm spitting from the road, they're yelling, Barney, let's go. Let me flow, spitting my song, Barney repping my home. Never alone, I'm keeping the fire, pass me the coal. Life's a journey, so making friends is the best friend. Home is somewhere where you're spending the best time. Always chilling with my jeans in the east, grabbing falafel, try eating and beans. Let me speak what I see, see what I speak when I'm breathing on beats. Keep my side for complete, east side is where I call home. Come to ends, fam, I'll show you what I know.
Kinda miss the days when we were rolling, parkside cafe strolls, then back to mine. Almost every time, what a sweet, sweet day to roam. Golden undertones, oh, it's good to be home. Oh, it's good to be home.
I've been seeing where these peeps are really from. We're keeping the vibe alive, we're shining just till we hear the song. Yeah, and hands up if you rep your home. And hands up if you rep your home. Hands up if you rep your home. And hands up if you rep your home.
Yeah, yo, I will show you how I live. If I wasn't sat outside the crib, I left my keys and my missus by the fridge. And no joke, I'll be penning this lyric by the bridge. That's how it is, yo, it's like I live a double life. I'm feeling like I'm 40 kids and a troubled wife. They wake up either side, wonder what the day becomes. I dance between my big mothers and my baby mums. I used to play in slums, now I gotta play the sums. 3 different cribs and ain't got time just to stay in one. I hope this payment comes so I can change the radiators for the neighbors one, and maybe get the glazing done. I'm young, but you can see what I'm becoming. Been the mouth of the south ever since I was a youngin. I need a place to call my own for the days that I'm alone. But like the beat, yo, I just keep running.
I kinda miss the days when we were rolling, parkside cafe strolls, then back to mine. almost every time. What a sweet, sweet day to roam. Golden undertones, oh, it's good to be home. Oh, it's good to be home.
Just a place where all the traveling stops. A place to rest, lay in my nest before I'm hatching a plot. Seems easy, but it's actually not. It's hard to function when the time zone's jumping like a jack in the box. Not the trials and tribulations of an average job, but more rewarding. Tour is exhausting, but it's important, so I'm all in. And if home is truly where the heart is, then my heart's a moving target, cause I'll be daily departing. And I could write a book about the cities I've seen, but I'll be forever deeming London City supreme. Though I never pay attention to the postcode wars. Barely at home to check the post no more. Always on the move. I'm on the mission to deliver what they asked for. Looking at the past through the stickers on my passport. Circle the earth for whatever it's worth. I'm representing to the death of me the place I was born forever.
I kinda miss the days when we were rolling. Parkside cafe strolls, then back to mine. Almost every time. What a sweet, sweet day to roam. Golden undertones, oh, it's good to be home.
Você vai com tanta pressa, com tanta pressa. Onde você vai com tanta luta, com tanta luta, com tanta luta?
Eu vou, eu não sei onde eu vou, mas eu não sei onde eu vou, meu senhor. Eu vou, eu não sei onde eu vou, mas eu não sei onde eu vou, meu senhor.
Onde você vai com tanta impaciência, tanta impertinência, tanta maledicência? Onde você vai com tanta impaciência, tanta impertinência, tanta maledicência?
Eu vou, eu não sei onde eu vou, mas eu não sei onde eu vou, meu senhor. Eu vou, eu não sei onde eu vou, mas eu não sei onde eu vou, meu senhor.
Onde você vai? Tanta busca, tanto medo, tanto ódio. Onde você vai? Tanta busca, tanto medo, tanto ódio.
Eu vou, eu não sei onde eu vou, mas eu não sei onde eu vou, meu senhor. Eu vou, eu não sei onde eu vou, mas eu não sei onde eu vou, meu senhor.
Onde você vai com tanta ganância, tanta arrogância, tanta ignorância? Onde você vai com tanta ganância, tanta arrogância, tanta ignorância?
Eu vou, eu não sei onde eu vou, mas eu não sei onde eu vou, meu senhor. Eu vou, eu não sei onde eu vou, mas eu não sei onde eu vou, meu senhor.
Onde você vai? Larunleira, larunleira, larunleira. Onde você vai? Larunleira, larunleira, larunleira.
Eu vou, eu não sei onde eu vou, mas eu não sei onde eu vou, meu senhor. Eu vou, eu não sei onde eu vou, mas eu não sei onde eu vou, meu senhor. Eu vou, eu não sei onde eu vou, mas eu não sei onde eu vou, meu senhor. Mas eu não sei, eu não sei, eu não sei onde eu vou. Mas eu não sei onde eu vou, meu senhor.
Talking with my baby over cigarettes.
Would you look at the time? It's 4:35 in the morning. CKUT 90.3 FM. It's William Shatner's Whiskey Tears, everybody.
Woo!
Thank you. Thank you. We're pretty tired today, as I said before. Low energy, missing the homies. It's just one of those days. And it's all right. That is one of those days, because we have a mystery on the show today. Those of you who weren't listening, we had an elusive traveler who introduced themselves but refused to give their name at the start of the show. And I told our listeners that were tuned in at the start to wait until after the music to find out who this elusive traveler is. So now, as one might expect, we're going to find out who our elusive traveler is.
Is that my cue?
Yeah.
It's your boy, Tony Two Hands. Like Zach said, it's pretty low energy here tonight. You know, we got all these cool tunes for you to try to help cool you off, keep you level-headed and not explode like I did at my boy... My boy Bobby, he just set me off today. Shout out Bobby Broccolini. Hope he's okay. Currently, he's in the emergency room in Mount Sinai. He will be out post-haste. Bobby, I'm sorry to you and your family. Please get well. Everybody stay cool.
So, thank you, Tony, for that. It's good to have you back on the show here today. I just wanted to know, you said you were an elusive traveler. Where have you ventured recently?
I don't want to make my movements necessarily known to the public, but what I can say is that I've been to many, what some would call dangerous spots.
Yep.
You know, your grandmother's local eatery. I come in there saying that all their food is crap. It's a dangerous situation, you know. I've been here and around the block a couple times, so that's all I'm going to say on the matter.
It's more traveling than I've ever done in my life, that's for sure. Thanks for that, Tony. I'd also just like to give a big shout-out to Sharon Milady right now, who's out there in New York, Queens, listening to our show, as she promised. It's actually Liam's mother. Liam's not on the show today. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to make it, so Tony filled his spot. But hi, Sharon. Hope you're doing well. I'm sorry we're such low energy tonight. I promise usually have more energy. I guess I could bring back something classic and reminiscent of our old Whiskey Tears from studio. Make a bit of a longer talking part, because why not? I just scrambled my words on part. But my friend Liam and I today were watching a video on something called the Neuralink. And I just wanted to ask my two friends over here, Tony, Reed, have you ever heard of the Neuralink?
Is that doohickey you stick in your spine and it makes you good at math?
Yeah, almost.
That's all I heard of it. I don't know anything else. It sounds painful. And all you tech freaks, you nerds, better not come at me with this new age, newfangled technology, all right? Because, you know, one thing that beats out all this newfangled technology is Mama Fist 1 and Mama Fist 2. You know what I'm talking about?
I thought you were going to say Mama's Cooking.
Oh, also Mama's Cooking, praise be. But anyway, ain't nobody shoving no thing down my spine.
Have you ever heard of the Neuralink?
I haven't, but given the description we just received from 22 Hands over here, kind of reminds me of Altered Carbon on Netflix.
So I'm not sure what this Altered Carbon is, but what the Neuralink is have you ever seen those videos where they take like a chunk out of something random and then fill it with sunflower seeds, sand it down, and paint it the color? Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've seen
like
those videos.
They did that on an onion, they did it on a couch, they did it on some other stuff.
Great.
So basically what the Neuralink is that they take a chunk out of your skull and basically do the same thing, but with a chip that is going to connect to your brain. And the purpose of the Neuralink, invented by my boy Elon Musk, shout out to Elon, I know you're listening, hi. yeah. He didn't pay me to say this, but the Neuralink, I swear, it connects to your brain, and its primary purpose, right now at least, is to solve any brain injuries or problems within the brain. So if you have blindness, for example, which is directly caused by something within your brain, or you're deaf, and it's a non-physically related reason for being deaf or blind, the Neuralink is supposed to fix the area in your brain that is responsible for making you deaf or blind or even a paraplegic and being paralyzed. And it's supposed to bring back your physical abilities. What do you think of that? And do you think it's possible?
I think that's really dangerous. And with any evasion comes a lot of great things and also a lot of scary things. I think that'd be great for people who suffer from incurable diseases.
Well, they're not diseases.
Well, not diseases. You know what I mean. Like,
something's wrong.
Yeah. Helping people who struggle with certain things as a result of something going on in their brain. But I'm also very scared of the idea of a piece of technology like implanted in me.
Well, it is the future, because guess what? It's being implanted in someone's brain this year.
Wow.
And apparently, in the future, it's not only going to solve these physical impairments that we may have, but also some cognitive ones such as Alzheimer's in the future, even epilepsy. And later on, it will even allow us to communicate with one another using the brain chips. We'll have a vast amount of knowledge within our brains. You'll basically be able to download a textbook to your brain through this thing. And as my boy Elon was saying, we'll even be able to communicate with each other without words because we'll just be connected to this Neuralink. So we'll be just transmitting brain data to each other, and it will get rid of like all the lags of language. For example, like I might be thinking of something super like abstract and like original and try and explain it to you, but I feel like some of it will get lost in translation, you know, like some of it will get lost in my words, and it's pretty hard and like pretty inefficient to really explain something to its fullest and get the full grasp of what I'm thinking. So the Neuralink, apparently transferring my brain data to your brain, will apparently solve this lag and make it extremely efficient to transmit ideas and data. How fascinating.
Yeah.
I see a possible downside.
Just one, though.
Just only one. Only one downside. At least to the point where we get like that end result of not even being able to, or not even having to verbally communicate. At that point, I feel like there'd be an issue of like who can afford the machine, the implant, and who can't. And then there becomes like even more of a distinction, like class distinctions in terms of like literal cognitive physical differences. Just something interesting.
Definitely, if it's only available to a wealthier population of the world, it will definitely create a class of physically distinct superhumans. But what if it was made available to everyone at a not so expensive cost, or even a
what are the chances of that
free cost? I don't know. The chances, I think, are pretty high. You know, it would like solve so many of our
depends on the country.
We already don't do that with schooling, though. Like in the States,
but it eliminates the whole purpose of schooling.
Yeah,
we won't even have to fund schooling anymore.
That would be the new school, but
put it in your
it's
brain.
Different in Canada versus the States. The States are like fully decided through property taxes, the quality of their education. So like that's adding to it.
Oh my god,
so
imagine if you get a shittier version of the Neuralink based on your property tax rate. That'd be
it's fucked. Trust, basically
that would
what
happen.
We're doing
I don't
now.
Even think that would even matter anymore because we're all going to be on an equal playing field in terms of knowledge, given that we just have
what if they do censored ones?
Well, that would suck.
Well, no, you know how earlier when we were watching that video about Ron saying blah blah blah, it'll take multiple generations for this to get where we want it to go. If like the system, not this is just a obviously these are hypotheticals, but I'm just thinking of a version of the world where if you can't pay for the newest version, like you get the downgraded one or whatever.
Yeah,
it'd just be interesting. That'd be a good episode for Black Mirror or whatever.
Yeah,
it would be. And similarly enough, there's a lot of things, I think, in the future that are going to bring about a so-called useless class of humans. For example, with the rise of AI and automation at an unprecedented rate. Shout out to my boy Yuval Noah Harari, who wrote Sapiens Homo Deus, 21 Lessons for the 21st Century, which I'm presently reading. When it comes to the point where AI is taking over some of our most human jobs, such as doctors, lawyers, and other things that are typically only performed by humans, we're going to have a quite useless class of humans that won't be able to really do anything.
Do you think they could, that strata of humans, could they just devote their time to like further research instead of like doing the busy work instead? I mean, I feel like that's a
possibility. Well, there wouldn't even be a purpose anymore for that. He was just saying that these people are just, we're going to basically need universal basic income at this point in time. And allow people to pursue things within their lives and pay for them. For example, parenting would just be considered a job. And people would receive universal basic income. For example, he was giving the example of how we outsource labor to developing nations, so-called developing nations, for example, call centers. But when AI takes over, for example, these call centers, people in these countries are basically going to be without jobs. And his the responsibility of these corporations who are replacing these jobs to provide a safety net for the people losing them who would have nowhere to go. These are all pressing questions, but...
Very interesting.
Yeah.
No, it's something interesting to think about. For example, the universal basic income, he was saying, if corporations are making the big change to AI and eliminating so many jobs, will they have the responsibility to pay more taxes and supply the universal basic income for the population, or would the population rise up against them?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah,
so I think it's in their best interest to pay more taxes and provide universal basic income when the time comes and they're not hiring people anymore. Anyways, these are all
very
pressing
true.
Questions. We've gone very deep into the discussion. Sorry for going off. Just felt like talking a bit. So we're going to get back into the music. So y'all better get a towel, because we're about to play Come On, Eileen. CKT 90.3 FM. William Shatner's Whiskey Tears, 4:48 in the morning. I'm sorry for that joke. Shout out to Reed.
So fondly today, were to suddenly leave you or fly in the night, just like fairy gifts gone in the sky. Thank you.
my